720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line, always honored to have the legendary voice of food for the Chicago Tribune, bringing the places and personalities of Chicago's food scene to life, to our doorsteps, inboxes, and here to our radio, the one and only Phil Vitale. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane.
So there's that saying that says, you know, years from now, you'll say you were there off air. I just got a chance to kind of go through all the details with Tony Priolo, the chef over there at Piccolo Sogno, where the sold out star studded tribute to you took place. And by all accounts, it was amazing food, great friends. And the way he described it, it was more than a little magical. So, Phil, was it magical?
Oh, it certainly was for me. So many people in the industry took the time to be there and say nice things about me and express how my work affected them, always for the good. And it was such a lovely outpouring of support. And I wasn't expecting anything on that scale, and I was kind of lost for words from time to time there.
It was, I mean, star-studded by all accounts. You had Alpana Singh, you had Paul Kahn, Eric Williams, Kevin Bamford, the Boca Group, and so they all said some speeches, you know, so they were able to kind of share not only the reason that they were there, but the reason that they were there specifically for you and what you meant. So you heard not only broad-based, Phil helped share the stories of the Chicago food scene, but really what you meant to them. Were there a couple or maybe all of them that stood out, and was there any surprises?
Absolutely. I mean, I was gratified that Eric Williams took the time to come away from his restaurant down in Hyde Park just to come up and say things about how I paid attention to him, even though he was working at the time at a restaurant with a high-profile owner, in which most stories about that restaurant focused, of course, on that guy. And he was gratified that I took the time to find out who was actually producing in the kitchen. And highlight him. That was terrific. Alpana was the MC for the entire night, so she interspersed little vignettes about me among the other chefs and the other speakers. It was terrific. The food was, of course, outstanding. In addition to Paul Kahn cooking, we had Mindy Siegel doing desserts and Marcel Noyer of Bistronomic threw in a course, and the food with Tony, of course, and Paul, and it was extraordinary, and wonderful wines matched with that, and then people said nice things about me. It was humbling.
I wanted to ask you this, since you mentioned an enthusiast, and we talked about it, and people said that you were for Chicago, for Chicago's food scene as well, and a cheerleader in general, just excited about Chicago's success and to be able to reflect that in the paper. Some of our biggest cheerleaders in life, hopefully, right, are our family. And with all the speeches there, I got a little insight that, you know, with your son there at the event last night, what was that like? Because it's a little different to have, whether it's appreciation or respect from your peers, but to have your son there and kind of really get a full picture in vivid color, in a magical way, of just what it is that you do, what you've done, and really what you meant to these people.
Mm-hmm. I think it affected him. I know he, at some point, he probably got tired of hearing everybody saying stuff about his old man. But you know, he's 33, so it's not like I brought an 8-year-old in there to try to figure all this out. But he was. I think he enjoyed part of it. You know, the toughest part for him was a couple of times when they acknowledged my late wife, who passed away 6 months ago. Yep. And that's, of course, his mom that passed away 6 months ago. And hearing some of those tributes, I think, made him more emotional than anything else.
And you think, too, and people had mentioned, too, that the weather, it's been so hot. And even though the event is outside, and to have it be really, honestly, Phil, one of the most beautiful weather nights I remember.
I know. If the Lord or Tom Skilling himself, I get the two mixed up, had given me a checklist and said, well, what are you looking for your outdoor party? I'd have been, yeah, let's go for mid-70s, clear skies, a light breeze. Can we have that? No bugs. Can we get rid of the bugs? And then he said, sure, we'll handle that. And that's exactly what happened. It was it was lovely from the moment the cocktail hour started at 6 o'clock until the last people, and I think that was me, dragged out of there around 10:30. I think the staff was so happy to see me leave. But yeah, the weather was absolutely perfect. Kind of weather you could, you know, for someone like me, I can wear a sports coat, but for someone who wanted to wear a sleeveless dress, probably not too chilly for that either. Just right, exactly what you want for weather. I will not be able to complain about weather another day in my life because I had last night.
Yeah, I mean, with the best of intentions in every area, but to see it all come together and then a little bit of divine attention to the mm-hmm. the weather as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, as we head into Labor Day, as a guy that has typically gets to eat anything he wants and everywhere he wants, but not necessarily highlighting sort of the backyard style. So for Phil Vitalik, you know, Labor Day is a holiday that is celebrated oftentimes with food, but it's sort of a DIY thing, you know, backyard with barbecue and grilling and that kind of stuff. So what do you do? Do you look forward to those? Do you go to restaurants anyway that maybe are great at Labor Day cuisine? And what are you going to be doing this weekend?
On Labor Day, we tend not to. And my dinners at home will have friends over or family. And these tend to be collaborative. And everybody thinks of something they'd like to have or they'd like to make. And so it pulls together, but usually we're talking about it well into the day before. A lot of times, I'll go to the store. Standard Market in Westmont is my go-to, and I'll look to see what the seafood counter has. And it's like anybody else. You go to the market, you go to the farmer's market, and you see what looks good today. So maybe peaches aren't in the back of my mind for the menu on Sunday or Monday, but when I go to the farmer's market Saturday morning, I may change my mind depending on what what's out there. So, I mean, the easy answer is ribs, but honestly, I don't do that all that often anymore. Grilled chicken seems to be a fairly good default. Seafood, anything that works well on the grill, but it's definitely my propane grill that gets that does the heavy lifting for the weekend.
That's great. So that everybody can sort of identify and live not only vicariously, we'll all be doing the same thing on Labor Day, as though we won't, and very few people have an event and an evening like you did at Piccolo Sonia. So congratulations, Phil, again, on just, you know, the career for sure, but then the kind of culmination of being able to just take in all of the appreciation and the appropriate validation for it as well. And looking forward to an exciting Chicago Gourmet. Last, very, very last thing. I know it's going to be a different Chicago Gourmet. Is there an event that you're looking forward to most that people should kind of get on their calendar later this month?
Well, there's two. First, the Hamburger Hop, which has been around for a long time. That's on Friday, September 24th, up on the Harris rooftop. That's going to be fun. I get to judge for the first time ever.
What?
I've always walked around and reported on it, but I'm going to be one of several celebrity judges. That's going to be fun. The day before, on Thursday the 23rd, Rick Bayless is doing a tacos and tequila tasting again at the Harris rooftop, and you'll be able to try gourmet tacos from a variety of chefs and agave spirits. And that's going to be a lot of fun, I think. And I'm looking forward to those two in particular.
It's going to be great. Enjoy your Labor Day, Phil Vitalik. And of course, we'll all enjoy together Chicago Gourmet with you. And congratulations again on the event. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
My pleasure, Dane. Thanks for having me.